out, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, listen to this.
Bam!
Hey, man. That left hook was so crisp. Let me play it again. Let me play it again right here. Boom.
1 minute. 1 minute.
See, even admitted that he was.
You want me to stop right now?
He got it. You heard that? Yeah, he quit. Ah, you delusional fucking haters. I won again, man. Hey, that was my best win of 2015, hands down. Man, I had a lot of great wins. When I beat Southpaw Phil, when I beat that jiu-jitsu guy, when I beat the fuck out of that TV fighter, when I hit him on the head 10 times, that was a great win. The bare knuckle win, I snapped the jaw of the black gangster. Two wins in one day. But this win, this win, number one win so far. Best win of 2015. It's going to be hard to top. But, yeah, this was definitely the best win of the year. And I don't know. It might even top all the wins in 2014, man, because just the way I boxed and then the way I finished the fight, it was just an overall, you know, the TKO, the left hook was phenomenal. That was just, you know, listen, hey, you know, I was ahead. It was a lopsided, one-sided fight. He caught me with a lucky jab, and then I hit him back, and he was done. He quit. You know what I'm saying? You're in a boxing match. You know what's at stake. You're in against the greatest boxer of all time. He told me he's a professional MMA fighter from New Jersey. That's why I said New Jersey native, Jacob. His name is Jacob. And he told me he's 200 pounds. And, well, big, strong motherfucker. You all saw it. You haters are completely exposed as delusional, sick, mentally ill people that hated on the GOAT. You people have no credibility. Mainstream boxing has no credibility. This is it. The fight is on YouTube. It forever will be on YouTube. This fight, the other fights, but this fight, come on. That guy was at least 45, 50 pounds every minute. Because, okay, I'm 160 in my natural weight, but I lost weight. I lost like maybe 5 pounds. I lost some weight. He was like 40, 45 pounds heavier than me. So, yeah, I kicked his ass the whole fight, jabbing him in the stomach, outboxing him, making him look bad. And then he catches me with some lucky shit. It didn't even faze me. I just went off on him. I just started swinging at him. And then this motherfucker, like, gets all cocky, you know what I'm saying, puts his fucking hands down. Then he turns around. Then I waited till he turned back around. Then I went, boom, that's it. Lights out. Game over. He even said, yeah, you got me. He's like, yeah, you got me. That's it. Fuck, man. Yeah, that's a TKO.
One minute. Fuck you up. You want me to stop right now?
You got me. Yeah, he got it. This is it, man. The guy, my opponent just admitted defeat, man. You haters are fucking retarded, man. Seriously, how did it feel watching that fight last night? You understand, I still got the adrenaline, baby. I still got the adrenaline, man. I went to one gym, man. 12 motherfuckers. I'm not joking. 12 motherfuckers backed out to fight me, man. 12 motherfuckers, man. And I wouldn't give up. I just felt something in my championship heart was telling me to get win number 76, and I just would not give up. And then I went to another gym. I go into the gym right away. I see this motherfucker. This motherfucker got all sorts of gloves and shit, man. He starts, like, kicking a bag and punching a bag, and he's like, yeah, I'm a fighter too, man. I'm like, all right, let's do this, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it was a great win, phenomenal win. I mean, nobody can – it's this type of win that nobody can say anything about it, you know what I mean? It was a clean fight. There was no bullshit, like, you know, there was no sucker punches. There was no fucking – there was no cheating. There's no points taken off. There's no bear hugging. There's no – none of that bullshit, you know what I mean? It was a clean fight and a great victory for the champ, the greatest champ, the only real champ in boxing, Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. And I told him all about the underground boxing, UBF, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Boxing, you know, it's my sport. And it's the toughest game. But, I got to give, you know, some just due to my opponent. He got fucked up. He got destroyed by the GOAT, man. He lost, just like everybody loses. But he stepped up because I'm telling you, man, you understand how hard it was to get a fight. At the other gym I was at, nobody wanted to fight, man. I challenged 12 people, man, 12 people. Like, people agreed and backed out. Like, when the jitters hit them when it was already time, like when there was the cameraman was standing, the timekeeper and everything, they backed out. They would just, like, come in the room, and they're like, ah, oh, no, I don't want to do this, man. It changed my mind. I'm like, what the fuck? What am I going to do, assault them? 12 motherfuckers backed out. But this was yesterday. A few days back, I went, and, like, 10 or 11 motherfuckers backed out, and I went to another gym. I did not give up. I went to another gym late at night. I find this motherfucker. This is it. I challenge him right when he said, I'm a fighter. I'm a trained professional fighter, MMA, and I do kickboxing too. As soon as he said that, he's like, yeah, I accept the challenge. Man, the relief when that motherfucker accepted the challenge to fight the GOAT. I was like, finally, finally. And he, you saw when the fight started, he even, like, called me out. He even, like, taunted me. He was like, come over here, motherfucker. Like, he told me, I'm like, okay. Yeah, man, I sure came over there, man. Nearly took his fucking head off with that left hook, man. Come on now, that was one of the greatest. That fight yesterday, that shit tops anything HBO and Showtime have ever put out. That fake bullshit, Deontay Wilder, Malik Scott, stage bullshit. Fucking tapped him on the temple, and that motherfucker falls like he's fucking dying, man. Give me a fucking break, man. Fake fights, man. Muhammad Ali, Sonny Liston, phantom punches, man. If I hit Muhammad Ali with that left hook that I hit Jacob with yesterday, man, Muhammad Ali would have worse Parkinson's than he has today, man. Muhammad Ali, hell no, it's Charlie Z. You fucking haters on these forums, you motherfuckers are delusional, man. I'm 76-0. Hey, 26? I got 76. I'm 26 years old. 26, but I got 76 wins. But look how many wins I'm scoring, man, every year, every month. 15 months in a row. Yeah, I took like February. Well, I won in February, but I'm saying like most of the month I took it off. Like, but then at the end of the month I started training. I put on some gloves. I started shadow boxing. I started, you know, hitting the bobs. I started hitting the bags at the gym. And this is it, man. Like, I quietly just put on gloves and bombs away, son. Yeah, when you see me put a training video up, that means I'm gonna have a fight soon. This is it, man. The greatest of all time, man. I'm just so thankful to God, you know, like, for giving me, you know, what He's given me. You know, being the best boxer in the world, you know, have such a beautiful wife, you know, to be in this position right now, life couldn't be any better, man. You know what I'm saying? To embarrass and expose all these paid professional actors time and time and time again, physically beat them, not just by beating underground fighters and then pointing out and saying, hey, look, clowns, I'm better than all of you. But these paid professional actors like Deontay Wilder, Mayweather Sr., I physically kicked their asses. I beat Deontay Wilder. Let me tell you, when I hit Deontay Wilder, and I hit that guy yesterday, the power, I hit them with about the same power. That guy got hurt. I busted his eye. He had a black eye. But when I hit Deontay Wilder with the left hook, Deontay Wilder went flying. He ain't got no chin, man. Yeah, this Jacob, he's definitely a contender in the UBF. He gave me his number, he said, but there's no point of rematch. I mean, if I ever, you know, have trouble getting fights, people ducking me, I'll give him a call and I'll whoop his ass again. But, you know, yeah. Yeah, he was in L.A. He's from New Jersey, man. He's a fighter. He's a real fighter. You all saw it. But he just was not in my league, man. But yeah, definitely that motherfucker, top five UBF without a doubt, man. See, there's always new contenders. But see, these contenders, they're in for destruction. They just lose to me, and their careers are over. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Luka, for example. Kevin Luka could have done. Man, he could have made some noise in the underground, man. Kevin Luka had skill. Yeah, he could have made some noise, but, man, getting hit with four times in the head in 1 second by Charlie Zonoff, greatest of all time, getting hit with seven uppercuts in the face, I don't think he wants to box anymore, man. He doesn't. I saw him again. I'm like, you want revenge? You want redemption? He's like, no, I'm good, man. Yeah. And his own boy, Kevin Luka's own boy, said he's not ready for you, man. He's like, he's good. He's beating some good fighters, but he's not ready for it, man. He fucking, he hurt him. Yeah, so the thing is, in the underground, it's a lot harder to remain the champion because there's only one champion in me. And there's so many 76 challengers so far. Everybody, heavyweights, mostly heavyweights, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, trying to take a shot at the champ, Charlie Z. Not like this fake mainstream boxing bullshit where everybody has a belt, everybody's, you know, once a year, all this fake show bullshit. No, man, come on. This is real boxing, man. This is the golden era that you're all witnessing, man. This is real boxing. I won 5 fights this year, and we're still in February, technically. March, tomorrow. In January, I won 4 fights in 12 days. You know what I'm saying? And to all you haters out there that have badmouthed me, hey, what now? You people look ridiculous. You people are retarded. Sick motherfuckers, man. Feel that? You feel that?
He got it.
Yeah, you got me. See, he admitted defeat. Him in the face, and he admitted defeat, man. Man, the end was legendary, though. It's like I'm beating his ass, and this motherfucker catches me with a lucky jab, and then all of a sudden I just go, BAM! And this motherfucker admits defeat. He's like, yeah, you got me. You got me. Shit, man, that was an incredible win, man. That win yesterday ranks up as one of my best wins with Jill Zavala, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say, I think yesterday's win tops when I beat Jill Zavala. Yes. I'm serious. Yes, it does. Dude, Jill Zavala against this guy, it would be 50-50. It would be whoever wins first. You understand? Just because Jules Wall was on TV, what did he do, man? He didn't land a single punch, man. I seen him again. I'm like, you want to fight this motherfucker? I was like, no, he just walked away. I told you, these TV fighters are overrated, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because they've been on TV doesn't make them better, man. They're not, these TV guys, they're not good. They're average. Like, okay, so the ones that go to the underground, they may be considered average. But the ones that continue fighting on TV, they suck, man. Like Mayweather, Pacquiao, Klitschko, they fucking suck, man. Deontay Wilder, I glassed him with one punch, dude. One punch. As soon as I was in the ring, he entered the ring, boom, one punch, dude was gone. You know what I'm saying? I think yesterday's win, I'm going to go ahead and say it tops when I beat Jill Zavala. Because it was a longer fight, timekeeper didn't stop it early. I was hitting him in the body. Just like I was hitting Gio in the body with that jab. I didn't hit Gio with any headshots. I just beat his ass in the body. I just fucked him up with body shots. This guy, I fucked him up with body shots, Jacob, the guy that I beat yesterday, and I fucked him up with headshot in the end to finish it off with a brutal headshot, and I made him quit. Therefore, I think that went tops when I beat Gio's ball. Real shit. I think that's my best win. Yesterday, what I scored. Yeah. That and Derek the Giant. Again, Derek the Giant, I hit him with a lot of headshots, snaps his jaw, but I didn't TKO him. I TKO'd the guy yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, look, I know it's fresh. I know I just scored the win yesterday. But, no, seriously, that win, zone off TKO1 MMA, heavyweight Jacob. From New Jersey, Zelenov, unanimous decisions, Zavala, Zelenov, decisions, Giant, Zelenov, TKO1, Wilder, Zelenov, TKO1, Kevin Luka. Those are my 5 best wins. When I beat Jacob, Kevin Luka, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, and Jill Zavala. And, yeah, Southpaw Sill. See, I beat the fuck out of Southpaw Sill, but he caught me in a lucky knockdown. See, now y'all know it was a fluke, huh? After I beat Southpaw Sill's ass, who knocked me down? Nobody. Jiu-Jitsu guy. Beat the shit out of him. from start to finish. He didn't want to go to the second round. 73. Oh, 73, right? 74. TKO beat the fuck out of that TV fighter, the EFC guy, that tried to tackle me and bear hug me, and I hit him on the head 10 times like fucking dummy and beat the shit out of him. All right. Yeah, he didn't knock me down. Hell no, man. I fucking killed him. I almost knocked him out. That motherfucker was holding on for dear life. 75. Snapped the jaw. One punch knockout. One punch TKO versus a black gangster on the street. 76 yesterday. My best win of the year. Arguably my best win of all time in my boxing career yesterday. I mean, that was just, yeah. You haters are done, man. I crippled you motherfuckers yesterday, man. I put the final nails in the coffins for the delusional haters. Breathe back, you delusional fucking faggot. What do you have to say now, you fucking moron? Oh, and yes, I'm still going to Ukraine, man. Yeah, to meet my wife, man. Yeah, me and her are still together. Well, what does my love life have to do with boxing, you fucking moron? Like, honestly, this is like the most... like, who the fuck is this? This guy, this Breezeback guy, he's mentally ill. These trolls, they're so sick in the head. Like, I beat the fuck out of everybody in boxing, and they're fucking, like, trying to get all, like, his love life. Like, is he still with his wife? Is he still going to... Why do you care? Why do you care if I'm with her, if I'm not with her? Yes, I'm with her. I'm still with her. 6 months already, almost. March 2nd is going to be 6 months. Why do you care? Why does it bother you so much? Where's your wife? Where's your girlfriend? You don't have one. Yeah, if you had one, you'd be focused on her. You wouldn't be focused on a boxing champion's girlfriend or wife. You'd be focused on your girlfriend. But you don't have a girlfriend, so that's why you're focused on another man's relationship. Am I right or am I wrong? See, I'm right, man. You bitch ass haters, I know you felt that left yesterday. You fucking clowns, man. I bet they were talking all that shit. And then they go on the internet, man. And they see this, man. Bam! Woo! Left hook to the face, baby. Charlie Zelenow, 76-0. 47 KOs. 3 KOs away from the 50 knockouts. 24 wins away. 100-0, the milestone that no boxer in the history of boxing has ever achieved, and I will achieve it. I'm 24 wins away. Come on, man. I'm going through heavyweights, man, easily. Every fight, I'm beating everybody one-sided, man. It is a guarantee that I will go to 100-0. I have a broken finger, man. I'm winning with an injury. Can you imagine when my shit heals? When I go to Ukraine to make love to my beautiful wife, when I come back, take 3-4 months off, and my finger will be fully healed. Yeah, I won again with a broken finger. My finger is better, but it still hurts. I was hitting the bag yesterday with the right hand. I'm telling you, man, it hurts when I hit the bag. Yeah, when I hit that guy in the head 10 times, the EFC guy, no, the TV fighter, January. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It fucked up my finger worse. I mean, I fucked up his head. But his head feels worse than my finger, I'm sure. But I didn't let it heal, and I fought again. But I finished the fight with a left hook, and I landed a lot of left jabs, and you know, it's finishing punch, left hook. So that's why the right hand is hurt, man. But, hey, man, I'm still going into fights, and I'm still winning, you know, injured. I'm the best, man. This is it. Charlie's up and off. Greatest. Hold on. Let's see this.
1 minute.
Boxer, here's my message to all of you. Man.
One minute.
What, son? Right in the face, man. Hey, Voxrec, man. Haters, naysayers. You people got exposed, man. You people need mental help. What did I say the entire time? The whole year, last year, every year. What do I say? What did I say? What do I always say? That I am the greatest of all time. That I am the best. See, it's not bragging when you back it up, man. When I put on gloves and I beat everybody I fight, it means that I am who I say I am, the greatest of all time. The GOAT, Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound. This is it, man. First round stoppage against a heavyweight. Mayweather Pacquiao? Wait, what? Mayweather versus who? Pacquiao versus who? Mayweather who? Who the fuck are these people, man? This guy I beat yesterday would kill Mayweather and Pacquiao. He's 200 pounds, man. He's a trained kickboxer and MMA fighter, man. What the fuck? Look how big that motherfucker was, man. I fucking stopped him in what, 2 minutes, 14 seconds, man? Mayweather would get knocked out by him, and Pacquiao would get knocked out by him. This guy's too big, man. I'm a middleweight going up against heavyweights and beating them with ease, man. Gilles Zavala, and now this guy, man. The Gonzalez, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, man. What the fuck? Vladimir Klitschko is a fucking joke. I beat better heavyweights than Vladimir Klitschko. He ducked me, and I beat better opposition. You understand? If Vladimir Klitschko ever mans up and fights me in an underground fight like the rest of these guys, he's going to get fucked up, too. Yeah, nobody can beat me. I mean, come on, 76-0? Are you kidding me? 76 fucking tried and all lost. Nobody will ever beat me, man. You haters need to give it up. This is it. You people are done. You people need to go to the mental institution, and that's it. You need to be isolated. You haters need to be isolated in a mental institution for the rest of your life. I uploaded a great win yesterday. I won. I showed phenomenal boxing skill. I'm the best, man. I'm number one. The greatest athlete ever. Greatest boxer ever. You know what I'm saying? Boxing legend. Number one pound for pound. Charlie Z, man. Yeah, whoever doesn't appreciate my skill, you can't sell that short, man. Fucking left hook, a fucking legit trained heavyweight kickboxer and MMA fighter. He's an MMA fighter / kickboxer. He does both. Smash this guy. Literally, in one round. I mean, come on. Yeah, the guy was timing. You know what I'm saying? If he went the full three, we would have went to the second round. So we would have kept going until somebody quit, got knocked out, whatever, yeah. So, I mean, what the fuck? I finished these fucking people. Look at 2014. 23 wins last year already. 2015, February is about to end. I already have 5 wins under my belt. I'm fucking killing, man. I'm fucking literally killing everybody. I'm wiping everybody out, man. I literally took over boxing. Just like I said I was going to take over boxing, I took over boxing in a way that even I didn't know I was going to take over boxing. I knew I was going to take over boxing, but what the fuck? This is just extraordinary. This is different level shit. This is wild, man. This is just wild. Charlie Z, baby. Trademark. Boxrec, fake mark. Fucking clown. Should I play it again for you? Yeah, you got me. You heard that? Bam. What's up?
1 minute. I fucked you up. You want me to stop right now?
You got it. You got it. This is it. You quit. That's a technical knockout. Yeah, I won. 76 wins and 0 losses, man. This is it. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time, baby. The GOAT, man. All you fucking cocksuckers on the internet, man, talk shit about me. Hey, man, fuel to the fire, man. Fuel to the fire, man. You son of bitches, man. Yap, yap, yap. You saw yesterday. You learned the hard way who the best boxer in the world is, man. Fucking morons. Overrating a bunch of fucking shitty-ass fighters on TV that fight once or twice a year. Man, I fought 4 times last month. This in February, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to take February off. And next thing you know, boom, smash another heavyweight. I'm the greatest, man. 15 months straight without a break. 15 months straight I've been fighting from December 2013 to February 2015 without taking a single month off. I've been winning 15 months in a row. I am the greatest of all time. Charlie Zane. Cemented. Cemented forever. No boxer in the history has ever, will ever. That's it, man. The GOAT. Greatest of all time. All time. Me. Yeah, if I hit Floyd Mayweather Jr. like I hit that guy yesterday, he'd get knocked out cold. He'd be put to sleep. I hit Deontay Wilder with less power than that. And Deontay Wilder was flying across the fucking ring. Deontay Wilder ain't got no chin, man. He ain't got no chin. Deontay Wilder's a joke, man. Who cares about him, man? He doesn't want to fight me again. I already beat him. I'm beating other heavyweights, man. That's it. I beat Wilder. That guy's a clown.
Box right got left hook, baby. Box right got stopped on its feet. What happened, Box Rec? You bitches quit. Fucking clowns. Fake wreck. Now, I remember when I got out of jail, man. I said right away when I got out of jail, I'm like, what the fuck is all this bullshit, man? Fake wreck, bullshit, Box Rec, fake boxing, bullcrap, man. I'm going to keep exposing these motherfuckers, man. See, the thing is, at that time, I used to bare-knuckle a lot, and all these bare-knuckle fights, they wouldn't go on video. Now, like, almost all my fights go on video, and now the world sees who truly is the best boxer in the world. Now they see it. See, this Kimbo Swiss guy, he's not world-class. I'm world-class. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Derek the Giant. Come on. Are you serious? I would fucking put Kimbo Swiss in I'll kill that guy, man. I'll disable him. He's not on my level, man. Six power punches in half a second? Yeah, Kimbo Swiss is a bomb. You understand? He's a fucking bomb. Charlie Zelenoff, real champion. Different level, man. I had the skills to beat Deontay Wilder. I had the skills to beat Kevin Lucas with Eve. Kevin Lucas, a good boxer. Xavier, trained kickboxer. Stopped in, what, 20-something seconds? Yesterday, trained MMA fighter, man. Stop him in one round. That's what I'm saying. That guy beat yesterday would murder Kimbo Swiss, man. Yeah, this moron, Anderson Silva, John Jones, I would kill these guys, man. They're on fucking steroids, man. I'd beat them if they use steroids. Without steroids, it's not even... Hell, let them use steroids, man. Without steroids, I'd literally cripple them. With steroids, I'd fucking cripple them. And it doesn't matter, man. The power, the speed I possess, the skill I possess, no fighter comes close to me, man. No, nobody comes close to me, man. You understand? I'm beating people with a broken finger, man. That's a real champion. 76 wins, zero losses, man. Yeah, good luck, honestly. Anybody that thinks they have a chance to beat me in a fight, you people that talk shit on the internet, and you're just rambling. Bunch of fucking losers. I exposed last night. Like, never before, honestly. I mean, you've been exposed many times. I mean, the fight where I beat the EFC guy, hit him in the head over and over, but then there were some complaints that I rabbit punched him. And I didn't rabbit punch him. I hit him on the side of the head, and that guy bear hugged me, and I had the full right how to, you know, to hit him how I hit him yesterday. Hey, clean shot in the face. Ain't no damn rabbit punches, man. You clowns are dumb, man. No excuses. I'm the dust. Charlie's on off number one pound for pound.